go ahead, tell me the story.
Boy was walking to the grocery store, and he's going in. He sees some cookies and he wants to have them, and he thinks it's okay if he takes some from the bottom.
Okay.
When he does, he accidentally slips, takes it too fast, and I think it falls. It falls on him, and he doesn't really like that because he thinks the man at the store will get mad at him. The man at the store did get mad at him, and he's running away from the man at the store. That's the end.
Great. Okay.
There's a rabbit that's making a castle, and there's another rabbit that wants to help that rabbit make the castle.
Okay.
They're helping make the castle together. One's building the castle, and one's making the walls. One accidentally pours the sand right onto the castle, and the other one looks embarrassed. After he pours it on, all there is a tower from the castle, and it's all gone, and the other one's kind of smiling, but one has a frowning face. And the one that was smiling is now crying, and the other one is thinking of what he did. That's the end of the story.
Great. Okay, thank you. Good. Okay, tell me the story.
There's two rabbits. One's running to the other with a picnic basket, and the other one's holding a picnic basket. One has opened up his picnic basket, and he's eating all the food, and the other one's still opening hers up.
Mm-hmm.
When he's done all his food, he kind of faints, and the other one's still eating. He feels kind of sick, and the other one's still eating. The one that was still eating wants to get a doctor. And she's telling her what happened to her friend. Now she's pulling the doctor to her friend. The doctor speaking to the boy to tell him not to eat too quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the boy's all better, and now the girl and the boy's going home.
Okay.
There's a girl that's pushing her wagon, and on the wagon there's a balloon and a boy rabbit's chasing after her. He wants the balloon, so he reaches out, and she's kind of has a frowning face.
What kind of face?
A frowning face.
Oh, frowning. Okay.
When he gets his balloon, the girl is saying hey, and he's playing and he's tying it to his wrist. He lets the balloon go and it floats away. The girl is getting really mad at the boy. soon they see another rabbit that's holding balloons. When the boy sees that, he asks if he can have a balloon. The man says it's 5 cents, and the boy doesn't have any money. He says, "It's okay, maybe next time you'll have some." And when the boy sees the doctor, he asks if he can pay for the, if she can pay for the balloon, for both of the balloons. The doctor says yes, and they both get a balloon. Right here, she's paying. And they both really like their balloons.
Okay, now the blue books. Tell me the story.
The girl has 3 balls, and there's a big one, a medium size, and a small ball. And there's a giraffe that would like to play with one. By accident, the girl throws the ball into the pool. The giraffe tries and swims for it. He gives it back to the girl and says that's okay. He's smiling at the girl.
Okay.
The girl, elephant, and the boy giraffe are looking at the pool.
Okay, can you talk a bit louder? Because someone's making noise out there. What's next?
The girl's running. The girl's running. She accidentally slips. And she hurts her knee, and now she's crying. The lifeguard comes running. He put the bandage on Bruce. And she's sitting down on the bench. Points to the sign that says no running, and she was running. The boy giraffe has a toy airplane, and the girl elephant's asking to play with it. And he's showing her how to do a loop-de-loop with the airplane. And then she takes it. She's looking at it like it's hers. He accidentally drops it into the pool. The boy giraffe is getting mad at her. When the lifeguard sees, he's kind of happy and he's kind of mad.
Okay.
The elephant's telling him what happened. He's trying to reach out to get it. The boy giraffe is crying because they can't get it. There's another girl elephant that has a net, and she thinks she can get it. and she can get it. She's giving the toy airplane back to the giraffe. And he's hugging it because he loves it.